holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
It's a sin to teach and believe something different.
Be holy.
All right, we're back this week. Where do we leave off?
Philippians chapter 2.
Okay.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, mm-hmm. if any comfort of love, mm-hmm. if any fellowship of the Spirit, mm-hmm. if any bowels and mercies,
yeah.
fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having mm-hmm. the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Having the same mind. Being on one accord, and as if we plan on having any consolation prizes at the end of this thing, we have to have the same mind. So it's a sin for all the churches to teach and believe something different. That is a sin. It's a sin to have a Baptist church and then have a Pentecostal church, and then have a Presbyterian church, and then have another kind of church, and then have a Seventh-day Adventist church over here, and then have another church over there, and they all say something different. That is a sin. It says we're supposed to have the same mind. Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
We're supposed to have the same mind. When we don't have the same mind, there's a problem. There's sin amongst us if we're not preaching and saying the same thing. A sinner should not be able to come to my church and hear me say to them, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you at your church, they don't want 1, 2, 3, 4. They go to your church. They run from my church to your church. And then you tell them 1, 2, 3, and 6. You're supposed to tell them 1, 2, 3, 4, just like I told them 1, 2, 3, 4, so that their soul may be right, that they can't run, that they might realize that they can't run, that all the churches are going to say the same thing. We're not going to have different heavens. We're going to have the same one heaven and the same one God, and that same one God tells all his people to have the same mind. That's what he said. Read it again.
Fulfill ye my joy,
mm-hmm.
that ye be like-minded.
Like-minded.
Having the same love.
Having the same love.
Being on one accord.
Being on one accord.
Of one mind.
Of one mind. So if we have a different kind of love, we have a different kind of accord, and we got a different mind, that's the problem. I should be able to go and listen to any tape or any kind of recording of the churches 200 years ago and hear the same understanding that we're giving today. That's how tight God's church is. It should be the same. Now listen, God's church is that tight. I guarantee you. You can go back as many years as you want and talk to God's people, and they'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you. But it's these new churches, these newfound churches that are out there now that do what they want to do and teach what they want to teach, and they don't teach what God says. And because they don't teach what God says, now we have a Baptist church, we have an apostolic church, we have a Pentecostal church, we have a non-denominational church, We have an AME church. We have this kind of church. We have that kind of church. When God says we're supposed to have one mind, all of the disciples spoke the same thing and believed the same thing. They didn't have a different gospel. They didn't all have their own separate Jesus. They didn't have their own Holy Ghost. They all had the same Holy Ghost. They all worshiped the same Jesus. So why is it that we have so many churches nowadays who all have their own different type of preacher? They pay their preacher to say what they want them to say. And because now the church is in a rambles and shambles, everybody's concerned, oh, the church has no power. Oh, the church has no this. Oh, the church has no that. No, God's church has all of that. But it's these pretend churches that we have now who have different theology. They all have a different gospel. So they might not like the way I talk about God and show them what God has said in the scriptures, so they'll go to your church because you don't even talk about God. And they'll sit in there and listen to your choir and give you all kinds of money. But you know why? Because you don't touch their sin. You don't tell them what they need to change. You don't tell them what's wrong with them. That's the most backwardest thing I've ever heard of in my life. You would not go to a doctor who couldn't tell you anything and continue to pay him to tell you nothing, that don't know what's wrong with you. They can't tell you how to fix what you're doing or what's wrong with you. They can't tell you. They can't help you. And you continue to go and give money and pay. There is no way in the world that would continue to happen. Your insurance company knows better than that. And I'm telling you, we as the Church of God, the people of God, we know better than that. We don't go to places that don't speak the same word of God that the churches spoke beforehand. We're preaching exactly what the other churches before us preached because we have the book that they went by. The same spirit that they have inspired them to write these books to us. It was written for our learning, that we might understand and have hope in the scripture, that we might know what God wants us to do, that we might obey him. But if you don't speak the same thing and have the same mind, you're not building anything. That's like having a brick made out of cement over here and then have another brick made out of ice. It's us, and you start piling them on top of each other and intermingling the brick ice or ice brick and the cement brick trying to build a building. Sooner or later, that building's going to fall because the ice is going to melt. The ice isn't strong enough. It looks like it is. It's thicker. It seems it's nice and pretty. It's shiny and it looks wonderful. But it's not as strong as the concrete. It's not as strong as the rock. And because it's not as strong, it's going to melt sooner or later. And when it melts, nothing's going to come of it. Matter of fact, those inside the building, when the ice melts, they're going to be caught inside the building and they're going to perish. Because they don't speak the same thing. God says we are to have the same mind, the same love, and we're supposed to speak the same thing, have the same everything. We are, matter of fact, we're supposed to judge everything the same. So people can't come to my church and then run from my church to your church and get something different. They're supposed to run into your church and you say the same thing. Run into somebody else's church and get the same thing. Run into somebody else's church and get the same thing. And when they realize that all the churches are going to say the same thing, they'll stop that mess that they're in. And when they stop the mess that they're in, now we can get somebody saved because now they realize there's nowhere to run. Nowhere to run. People will always run as long as they think there's someplace else to run to. Read on.
Let's consider 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10.
Okay.
Now I beseech you, mm-hmm. brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
that ye all speak the same thing.
Yes, sir.
And that there be no division among you.
Mm-hmm.
But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Same mind and same judgment. I just told you. I told you. We're supposed to have the same mind. We're supposed to judge everything the same. We're supposed to speak the same thing. We're supposed to sing the same praise. We're supposed to worship the same holy God. And and if you look around nowadays, there's a church on every corner. There's at least five or six churches in every neighborhood. And they all say something different. It's something wrong with those churches. It's something wrong with them. They can't speak 20 different things. You know why people go off script when it comes to God? Because they realize that preaching what God says doesn't bring any money. Preaching what God says won't make you rich. Hello, you. Yes, you. Preaching will not make you rich. Preaching God's word won't make you rich. That's what. And so when they realize that the money's not coming in fast enough, then they turn to get rich quick schemes and phrases and throw your hands and touch your neighbor and God's going to bless you with $20 million in 2 weeks and this, that, and the other. And you got to praise for the $20 million. And well, listen, why would God give anybody $20 million and their soul is wrong? They're in church. Why would he address $20 million when their soul is wrong? If you fix the soul, then maybe he can work with the $20 million. But he's not going to use the $20 million to motivate you to do his will before he fix your soul. That is not how that works. God says we have to have the same mind, the same judgment about everything. Because when there's different denominations and different churches, there is sin. Now, you know that there's sin in the United States because of how many churches there are. And I'm telling you right now, the churches that don't preach what we're preaching are not God's churches. Stay away from them. If they're not preaching what we're preaching, telling you to stay away from sin and do what God says, step away from those churches. Don't go back. Do not go back. Stay away from those churches. Those churches are not going to tell you what you need to know. They're only taking your money. And God's tired of people taking your money. He gives you the money because you prayed for it. And then you go and give it away to people who don't care nothing about you, won't actually give you what God says. It'd be different if they gave you what God says and then promised you the money. But they won't even give you what God says, but still promise you the money. You know why? Because that's called an invisible motivator. That's what that is. It's invisible. It's intangible. You can't touch it until it gets there. And if it don't come, you're going to forget before it comes. If it doesn't come, you get what I'm saying? You're going to forget about it. And once you forget about it, you moved on to the next thing. And guess what? They've gotten your donation. They've gotten your money, all of that. And so now there's nothing you can do because they're gone. They're not going to give you the word of God because they don't have it. They could never give it to you because they never had it. And if they disagree with what we're preaching here on this station, they don't have it. Stop going.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.